Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Thanks for joining us. We have a live band in studio tonight. Very excited to have them with us. So please sit down, or, well, I guess if you're driving, you're probably sitting down, but turn up the volume. Enjoy the show. Live in studio with us right now, we have Blue Jay. Thank you.
Just that room. till you decided to invite yourself over.
To me.
All right, that was Blue Jay, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back with the band to chat about everything very shortly. This is CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hub.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Sẽ cùng đến với ca khúc You Never See Me Again.
Ebola.
Ủa. Yeah.
Ôi ôi. Hai điểm xin chào anh Tuấn ạ.
Ôi 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 ôi. Nhưng mình à.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
Trời ơi. Lưng lưng đìa lưng lưng.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. It's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Hey, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I am Ben, I am in the studio with Blue Jay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, welcome. Ben.
Yeah, that was a great set. If you were just joining us, you missed out. It was a fantastic set that Blue Jay played at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. It's wonderful, but you can probably listen to it in a bit on a podcast. But before we do that, let's you want to introduce yourself a little bit for people out there in Radio Land?
Hello, my name is Justice McClellan. I sing and I play guitar in Blue Jay.
My name is Mark Robert Whiting, and I play bass, and that's it.
My name is Adam Fink, and I play drums in Blue Jay.
And my name is Lindsay, and I play keys.
Well, yeah.
I'm thrilled to look at
them. And backing vocals. Don't be modest.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much for coming out. So Blue Jay, just with the single Jay, can you talk a bit about how the band got, how it's got started? Is there a Toronto Blue Jays reference at all in
sort of. I mean, my name's Justice too, so that there's a little bit of that. I'm from Ontario originally, right. And there's also
there's a lot of yeah.
Yeah, I think there was some character in the Justice League or something as well, possibly called that. So, yeah. I don't know. Somebody told me something.
Could be like blueberry juice to Blue Jay. Yeah. To Blue Jay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah. It came about because I just had a handful of songs that didn't sound close to Mesa Luna songs at all,
right.
Which is another project that I have. Mm-hmm. And I was playing a show with Posh Lost, who are now in Montreal.
Right.
And, they were like, hey, you should play this show with us. Do you have a name for another band if you don't want to do something? And it was just like, oh, Blue Jay. And it was just kind of off the top of my head and then just stuck with it.
Right.
My friends thought it was funny.
You had you have songs for that particular project with the Post-Log show at the time.
Yeah, there was a few going for that. So it was also Mark, who plays bass. We went to high school together, so at first it was an excuse to hang out mm-hmm. together, and because it's hard to hang out with people in the city when everyone's busy. So at least if you have band practice, then there's a time and a place.
Right. Is that why people are in bands? Is this the secret?
I think so. Yeah. It's got to be part of it, right?
Yeah, it helps.
I honestly get together and drink.
Yeah, I honestly feel like most of the stuff I do is to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And how often do you guys get together for practice and stuff?
I guess that depends because, I mean, we all have different, we're all part of different projects too. And when I initially started Blue Jay, the idea of it was to be a bit more laid back. So people who are like pursuing other projects really seriously, like that takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted it to be something that the songs were easy to play. So if Adam's on tour for a couple months with with actors, or Lindsay has a bunch stuff going on with her band Babe Corner, that it's not like, oh, we're throwing everything off the rails with Blue Jay, so it keeps things pretty mellow in that respect.
Right. So yeah, that's a good that's a good idea for it. Yeah, but does it get pretty hard with everyone being so busy, or just it still works?
I think it's relatively new still, mm-hmm. so I think we've yet to cross that area, and at the same time, we've had a lot of fun with the songs we've done on the EP, like getting to play some festivals, getting to play some shows out of Vancouver with some bands we really like. So, I don't know, just the idea of doing it again and not worrying too much about it seems appealing mm-hmm. to me,
Right.
And we have a bunch of friends in different bands who are doing really well, so it's one of those things where if they like the stuff we're doing, they'll usually be like, oh, come play a couple shows or something. And it's like, that's kind of the extent of the project where I don't know, where I see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you had an EP, self-titled EP.
Yeah.
That came out in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the summer. And there's a few songs that I was listening to them and going through the lyric, the blue parts a little bit. There's a there's the song about like the time zone. I think it's about being kind of away from.
Yeah, yeah. It's about a long distance relationship and being in different time zones.
Yeah, it's not exactly like a happy song, but it's a nice song.
Yeah, it makes me think of Vancouver, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I love to write about Vancouver and walking around just because I moved here about 7 years ago. And although I'm super familiar with it, it's kept its romantic charm in that sense, just because I spent most of my time in Ontario and didn't really do much traveling. So when I moved here initially, it was just, it was quite different. And I don't know, I guess romantic in the sense of being somewhere new and being extremely like overstimulated by the new input. So, and it's like remained on that sort of little buzz for me visually.
Right. Like, what is the biggest difference between, you know, out in Ontario and Vancouver? A lot of people say the mountains, and or do you find other things more so?
Do you want to answer that, Mark?
Sure, yeah. Well, I don't know. I find Vancouver smaller. Well, it obviously is, but it's, you know, a little more digestible. You can travel around and get to know it a bit easier. I love the beaches.
Yeah.
And the weather,
obviously. You don't love the windstorm and the snow.
Yeah.
Some people do,
Yeah. I mean, it's better than freezing your buns off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is kind of bad, but for me, it's nice to like get out of your comfort zone and meet new people. And,
right.
So yeah, I really like moving to a new city and checking it out.
Yeah.
And do you find that like with does it help? And it sounds like it helped with the music as well. Just something to write about or talk about or think about a little bit.
Yeah, I mean it was inspiring for sure in that way. It was, I guess, helpful creatively.
Yeah,
I don't know, there's a lot of Scottish bands who tend to sing about Scotland,
and like what, in Toronto, like in here or Toronto?
No, like Scottish bands.
Sorry,
I'm just talking in
general, like right,
lyrics and stuff like that. And that sort of has always inspired me. But bringing it back to the difference between Toronto and Vancouver is I find, especially in the summertime, you don't need that much money. I mean, you need money if you have expensive rent. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. But there's a lot to do, like go to certain beaches, and they're really not that packed. And you can have a really nice, relaxing summer hang, like parks, John Rogers Park, and it's always nice. Whereas in Toronto, there's really not that many options, and when you go to those places, it's absolutely packed.
Where do people go, like the Toronto Island? Or?
They go to Trinity Bellwoods Park a lot, between Queen and Dundas.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's the park,
It's the park, right? So, especially within that parameter of bars and restaurants, and
yeah
it's cool to be here.
And I think a lot of people Toronto, I know, goes to, what is it, Prince Edward County or something, somewhere like that. It's like a popular
it's a new destination.
I don't know it.
I think it's like in the country. It's like if you want to do some countryside, it's like equivalent of us going on maybe the island or something,
like a cottage,
like on the way to Montreal kind of deal, maybe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's cool. You look at it. But it seems very popular. You know, always see people's picture, you know, from there. So, and you do like write about. It's like, well, I was also like looking at. It's very, some of the songs are kind of specific. A song about like early show. It was. Is it an like a particular, or is it just a general story? It's kind of talked about. You know, come. We got a new band. Come to a new show.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny too, ish a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty autobiographical.
Is it?
Yeah, and I don't know. I've been in a few bands. I've had a manager before, you know, and it's just all. It can be a bunch of bullshit, and I don't know. I just, it was just one of those songs where I was like, yeah, I don't really care about this stuff. And it was just, it was a joke to myself, really. Yeah. But it kind of just worked out being a song people wanted to record. So, yeah, it's fun to play, though.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And what are the plans for the band in the new year, just in general, like 2019? Anyone going on tour with other bands, probably?
Going on tour. Well, for Blue Jay, it'll probably just be working on writing some songs, writing some more new ones. And I play in another band called Harlequin Gold, so I'll be producing our record in January. Lindsay, you got some Babe Corner stuff coming up, like some music?
Yeah, just writing recording our first EP at the end of December. So that's exciting, putting that out, and hopefully just playing some more shows, maybe a tour, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the party happening on New Year's Eve?
Party. Oh, I'm going away to a cabin. Oh, what are you guys doing?
We haven't figured that out.
That's a question.
I'm going to be at the Fox Cabaret all night on New Year's Eve.
That's awesome.
Yeah, actors are playing, and Booty EP will be performing, and then we'll be DJing all night, having a good time.
Sweet, sweet.
Tons of fun party music.
Yeah. Email them for guest list.
Yeah. Not for that one. We are almost out of tickets, so if you want tickets, go to foxcabaret.com.
Can I get a guest list happening?
We will see.
How was 2018 for just in general for you, just personally, or with the band? Everyone's looking for anything you're looking forward to, or like turn a new page, or was with 2018 was a good year?
2018 was good. 2018 was we are playing a show on Saturday night, this Saturday the 22nd. It's the Pretty's record release party. Yeah. And that will be an exact full 1 year that I've been playing in the band Blue Jay.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's been awesome. 2018 has been a really weird year for me, but these three people have made it great.
Oh, fantastic.
So
come to
see that show.
Where is the show going to be?
Red Gate.
At the Red Gate. Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to do some stuff like play Ponderosa. We got to play some shows with Sales in Toronto, Montreal, which were so much fun. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a few things that I didn't think were going to be
doing so soon.
So it's kind of cool. It's been a fun year. And
it's basically been our only year.
It's been our only year.
It's a good start, and it seems like, it's a good pace to it.
You don't want to blow up too fast.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you do.
It's going to go at a steady pace.
So we've decided, with this project, we're going to slow burn.
So next year, we're going to blow up.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 years on time. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm in the studio with the band Blue Jay. And if you want to check them out, they have a Bandcamp website. It's Blue Jay, just B-L-U-E-J, without a, that's it, .bandcamp.com. And you can listen to their self-titled EP that came out in the summer. Can people get that in stores or anything as well?
Nope, it's just online. We're a futuristic band.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
We wish we had vinyl.
Come on. Yeah. But that would have taken still be waiting.
We'd still be waiting.
Yeah, that's when the 2 year. Yeah. That's when you pull. Yeah.
And then we would have to give up our crown as Vancouver's most futuristic band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And quickest rising.
Most futuristic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah,
we got a lot going on.
Blue Jay live in studio. Let's play a little game that we like to do on the show. Let's do this one here. We did this last time. Maybe a month ago. We had a good time. So everyone should know what this game is. We'll see.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to play that song, but anyways, I think we're supposed to. We're playing a little game called Family Feud. I hope you're familiar with the game Family Feud. Have you
take your game? Yeah.
A little bit?
I'm not.
A little
good.
Bit? How it works is 100 people, is random, supposedly random people, are surveyed about a question. So, you know, what's your favorite color? And they all submit the answers, and you're supposed to guess what's the most popular answer among the 100 people that they have surveyed out of the average American, as they would say. So be aware of that. So I got a deck
are
of
we a team?
I think it's going to be against. I'm going to think, yeah, it's going to be against.
Oh,
you want to split
gosh.
In between the.
Yeah.
Adam Zan's in the house.
Yeah. Oh, what's our family name?
We got Mazzy and Jazzy on on Team B over here.
Team B us.
Yeah, well,
Team A.
A holes.
Zin's Zaddy. B holes.
We're equal, I guess.
I love it.
One thing that I did forget was that I had a buzzer at some point. I guess you just don't make a buzzing song. So how it usually works is the first one is like a face-off. So there's going to be a generic question, and one person from each team try to be the first one to come up with the answer. Just like raise your hand, or I guess for radio it doesn't work. Just say bang or slam the table.
Bang.
Bang. Just say bang.
Bang.
Whoever say it first.
Bang.
So, and then after that, we'll teach you along the way. It's pretty young. Okay, so the first Family Feud question, who wants to be the competing?
I'll do it, Steve.
The face-off. Against.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
So Mark against
Adam.
So yeah, just
bang?
Bang. Yeah, just whoever said bang first.
And
yeah.
Then if I get it right, I slap you.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Well, yeah.
Wait. This is radio.
Yeah. 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 All right. We've asked 100 people this question: name a well-known character who is green.
Oh.
Bam. The Grinch.
Do we see the Grinch? Ding. Number five.
Is that
so you can if you have a answer that's better than five, the
can I tell
so eight people yeah.
Oh, I know you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Later you can't. Yeah, you really not supposed.
I'm gonna go with the Hulk.
Do we see the Hulk? Number two answer, 17.
We're gonna take it. We're gonna go for
you're
it.
You're gonna okay. So yeah, so you can, so basically there's six answers left on the board. The Incredible Hulk is number two answer that's taken, 17 people. The Grinch, eight people said that. So there's still the number one, there is a number three, there's number four, and there's a number six, and there's no strikes. So
no
now,
strikes.
No strikes. So now Justice can go and come up with the next answer.
What's yours?
I'm going to go Gumby.
Oh.
Is Gumby on the list? Yes, number three.
That's a good one.
13 people said out of 100. So now back to Mark.
I'm going to go with the Green Goblin.
Do we have the Green Goblin? Sorry.
Oh. What the beep?
It's funny that I'm making the sound effects because I did have, I just bought the wrong tablet because it had all the sound effects. Although the last time I played it, took me like 5 seconds.
You have good sound effects.
Yeah. One down. There's still the number one answer, the number four answer, and the number six answer with one strike. So you got two more strikes.
Oh, I thought you said we don't get any strikes. Oh, sick.
Yeah, you got two strikes.
Your turn.
Yeah. But you can think of it. Yeah, and you still got a bit of time. Yeah, and there's a clock. There's a timer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to come up with it.
Lantern? Yeah, try it.
The Green Lantern.
Did we see Green Lantern? No, sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to you, Mark.
So
two strikes. This is it. This is it. Come up with a steal. Team, what was the name of the team?
Where the B-holes?
what?
I don't know.
It's going to
Do you have anything? Can you... You want to consult with me?
Sorry, it's too much time.
All right, too much time.
Too much time. All right, team. What's the name of the team?
B-holes.
You guys can discuss, though. Come up with a steal.
Oh, they have been. Don't give them any more time.
That is
yeah. Okay. We're going to go with the Green Giant.
Do we have Green Giant? Yes. The last six, number six. Seven people said they're Jolly Green Giant.
The
what did you miss? But you won the first round.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah,
can
buddy.
I guess?
Adam and Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I make a guess of what else is left?
Yep.
Yeah. Oscar the Grouch?
Nope. Oh. The number one answer is still on the board.
Sesame Street fan.
What the number, is it?
It's think Sesame Street, but think adjacent.
Oh, Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Oh, how did we miss that one, you guys?
Awesome. The number one.
Oh, man.
And also Shrek.
Oh.
Shrek's great.
He's green.
All right, next one.
He's green and
rich. But,
okay, you two are facing off.
Yeah,
now.
Facing off again. So okay. Just facing make off. It. Yeah, okay. Facing off, and whoever can come up with the first answer, just make a sound. Name something that should be against the law to do at a movie theater. Something that should be against the law to do at a movie theater.
Bang!
Bang! Yes. Lindsay, go ahead.
Bring children.
Do we see Bring Children? Number five, Bring Babies. God. 3 people out of 100 said that.
Right.
So wow. There's still some better answers on the board.
Okay. talking on your cell phone.
Number one answer, talking on the cell phone. 71. Are you going to play or going to pass?
Do you want to play again or do you want to try passing?
Oh.
So you can
still. Okay, what else?
It's okay.
Yeah, we'll play.
All right. There's seven answers on the board. 2 of them are taken. So cell phone, talking to cell phone, and Bring Babies on. So there's number 2, number 3, number 4, number 6, and number 7. And if you're just joining us now, this is CITR Radio. You're playing Family Feud with Blue Jay because, you know, why not? Yeah. What else is it better to do in Christmas time?
I like this.
Yes.
Okay,
Mark.
I'm going to go with fellatio.
Gross.
It should be illegal.
I am going to say, yeah, make out number 2.
Perfect. That's fellatio with mouth, right?
Specific than making out. And it really depends on what kind of theater you're in.
Let's just say that.
Okay.
It's a broad generic term. Yeah. 10 people said make out. So there's still the third answer, the fourth, and 6 and 7. No strikes. It's getting tight.
Got a little.
Yes. Yeah.
Not having snacks.
It should be illegal to not have snacks.
Yeah.
No, sorry. And
you are the actual fun police.
You don't have a snack.
Name something that should be against the law to do at a movie theater. I don't know. You can actually do not have snacks. I guess, yeah. Should be against the law to not have snacks at the theater.
I mean.
Just one guess.
In my perfect world.
What about get drunk?
That's a good answer. Do we see get drunk? Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Sorry. There's people 2 strikes now.
No making out.
She's
no getting drunk.
One more.
I know.
One more guess. One more guess.
Oh, wow.
Name something that should be against the law to do in a movie theater.
Kick the back of the chair.
Kick the back of the chair is also a fantastic answer. But unfortunately, Americans love being kicked in the back of the chair, apparently.
Chatting, the same as.
Yeah, the first one is talk and cell phone. So,
okay,
talk cell phone is taken. Make out is taken. Bring babies is taken. There is 4 more that you can get.
4 more things?
Yeah, but these are all really thin. Like 71 of them said cell phone, so, and 10 of them said make out, so the rest is really thin. So,
it's like eating too loudly?
Mouth slopping.
I'm gonna I don't know.
Don't
I think that's close.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't think it's that close. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
So the leftover is smoking.
But you can't smoke if you're anywhere.
I know, I know.
This
is maybe from 1965. I don't know. It's a brand new. It's a new set.
We didn't say smoking weed. Did
yeah. Oh yeah. Also, chew gum, which I was like, that's like not really food. A text message,
That's the same as cell phones.
Yeah, but they can't. And throw food. So throwing food around. But who's going to
fight? And the popcorn.
That happens a lot.
So now it's Ty. So
you're watching the Hook and it's food
fight hour.
Yeah. So we are tied. This is the final round.
Oh, my lord.
So this is it. Let's go randomly pick one. Seriously, yeah.
Can Adam pick geez. One?
What's that?
Can you fan it out and have Adam pick one?
But he might be able to see it though. Maybe like maybe where my finger is like.
He's closing his
touch
eyes.
It. Yeah. All right.
He's super intuitive. All right. He knows what's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
All right. All right.
Oh, I like that.
I picked a sexy one.
All right. I don't know. This one might be tough. We'll see. Yeah, it's like, it's, yeah. All right. It's who's doing the face off?
I think it's me and this guy over
here. Name something you think of when you hear the name Willy Wonka.
Chocolate.
Let me think. Yeah, number one answer is 76 people. So there's four more answers on the board. Do you want to play? Do you want to pass?
Let's play it.
All right. So just a reminder, the first answer is the number one is chocolate/candy. There's four left. For name something you think of when you hear the name Willy Wonka.
My turn.
Yes.
The golden ticket. Is it there?
We see.
Could it be on the card?
No. It's not on the
card. Are you bleeping serious?
No, it's not.
What?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Not one person.
Nope.
Okay.
There's a whole Office episode about the golden ticket. Yeah, I know. Everyone knows
it's ridiculous.
That.
No, I agree with you, but apparently. And.
Oh, man. Okay. Oompa Loompa?
Do we see Oompa Loompas? Ding! Number three. Six people said Oompa Loompas. One strike.
We said chocolate, but did we say factory? What do you got?
What about the magical gumdrop river?
What?
Is that a thing?
So what are you gonna go with? You got two strikes left. So.
Is there sugar mountains?
Say factory.
It's the factory, the chocolate factory.
Let me see. Show me chocolate factory. Ding! Number two, chocolate factory.
Sick.
Eight people. So you've gone to one, two, and three. Just the fourth. And the four and five answer, the lowly ones that's left over. And you still have two strikes.
I'm going to say Charlie.
Did we see Charlie? No.
What?
And it was close enough. You think some people might have gotten that. One more strike and two left. Think of a steal, team right of me.
Tell me.
Zin's got
something. What do you got, my man? Anything?
Is it you guys? For
No, you got one more before it's, before, yeah, I'm going to.
The top hat and the cane.
Yeah, I'd say the purple suit. Is it purple?
All right. Do we see purple? It's a good answer. Do we see purple suit? But sorry.
Purple drank was the answer.
All right. Time for the steal. And for the win. Two answers left on the board. Name something you think of when you hear the name Willy Wonka.
It's got to be the most magical candy. The everlasting gobstopper.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Do we see the everlasting gobstopper? And
this is crazy.
That's the main part.
Can
of
I?
You're
what's
kidding.
That guy's? Gene Wilder? Is he on there?
Gene Wilder.
Is Johnny Depp on there? Were we going the wrong direction?
Gene Wilder is one of the answers on there.
Frick yeah, baby.
There's and two answers that we haven't seen.
Gene Wilder is one of them, and then the second one is the movies.
Oh,
that's a tough one. It's five people that just like, I know it's a movie, but I don't know anything
else.
Movie? Yeah, because.
What do you think? What do you think of when you think of Willy Wonka? I think of the pitches.
Yeah.
The pitches, you see?
Yeah.
What an astute observation there, Sam.
This is Hollywood in the 1940s. Yeah. We think about the pictures all the time.
I saw it on Broadway, you see?
It's like the last movie I've seen.
You know who I went with? My wife.
As the surveyor is slowly like trying to back away with the microphone.
It's because he's going to make me laugh too hard. It's going to
But yeah, but thanks. I'm just going to let's play. That's how you play Family Feud, but we'll... Yay. Good work. That was fun. That was fun. Good job.
Congratulations to the Beals.
Valiant effort by the A-holes.
And normally this is the point, like they would play Fast Money, but that's that doesn't really, it's very confusing. That will be the fun part. But Blue Jay, thanks for coming on the show. There's the show on Saturday at the Red Gate. And who are you playing with again?
The Pretties.
We're playing at the Pretties record release party. And
Phono
Pony's playing. There's a bunch of bands playing.
Yeah, it's a big one.
And I'm really drawing a blank, but it's going to be so much fun.
Tapas there?
There's going to be tapas there. There's going to be...
Like food tapas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lauren and Ray's going to DJ.
Right.
And it's going to be a hell of a time.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
That's what time we start, when we're the first band.
You can come in there at 9, probably.
Yeah, get started
get
on the tapa.
Tapas.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some tapas.
Fill up.
get the tapas on. And the best way to get a hold of you if people want to... she go to the show and say hi.
You can text me at 778. Yeah.
you're not the first one to have done that.
what's our email, I think?
Can they message you on the there's a Facebook though. What's the
Instagram, the Bandcamp, the Facebook.
Yeah, if you do a search on Google Blue Jay Band, it will show up.
MySpace,
yes.
Do we have a MySpace?
LO.
ICQ.
LO. It only reaches on LO.
LO. Friendster?
LO.com/blue.
No, the Instagram.
We have a chat room.
Yeah, perfect. What would you chat about on the... What do you want people to chat with you? Just in case people want to come to the show and talk to you about it. What topic should they... Is the Blue Jays be a... Like the Toronto Blue Jays be a topic?
I don't know if baseball is that into sports.
Yeah.
I just got into baseball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like,
who's your team?
I'm thinking about it.
You're right now?
Like, for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Thinking about it.
Adam and I are into the to going to the gym right now.
Yeah.
So, talk about that.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Do you bench, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. How does that even... how is it like a pick... Is it like you mean like lifting weights, or is it just running on the
treadmill?
Yeah, both.
We just come ask us what our workout routines are. Ask me.
I'm jealous, so it's healthy. I wish I have the. I'm
a
very lazy man.
Is this radio?
Yeah, just show them.
You want to see?
No, this is a school. We can't show those.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of people in the quad right now. Yeah. And I'm going to save it for when I streak through it. Talk to us about anything. Talk to Lindsay about Babe Corner and her truck. Talk to Mark about his old mustache and his car.
What happened to you? Wait, you have an old mustache you've been saving?
No, I recently shaved it off. It's old.
Yeah. Oh, it's because of the Movember mustache thing? Or is it beyond?
Let's say beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that answer.
Yeah. And how do you feel now that...
My upper lip is a little lonely, but happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, it was a consensual breakup.
Ah. Perfect. Thanks so much for... Thank you so much for coming in. Also, would like to thank Jay Arner for sound, the sound engineer, special guest sound engineer for tonight.
Give us a wink, Jay.
Yeah.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah. And everyone, there's no show this week because, it's it's end of the year. So yeah, thanks for being the last band.
Oh, thanks, this Ben. Program. Oh,
the,
it's our pleasure.
The 20th this year, which is pretty good, you know, considering that we have. And let's play some PSAs, and maybe we'll play some of the bands, some Phono Pony or something that's coming up, and play that on the radio.
Cool.
Yeah, Saturday, Red Gate. Go check it out. And bluejay.bandcamp.com is a quick way to listen to some music from the band. Thanks.
Strength, dignity, respect.